Chapter 9. Fagin's Prisoner. Oliver was in the room for 3 days. He thought constantly about Mr. Brownlow and Mrs. Bedwin. One day, the boys tried to persuade Oliver to become a thief like them and told him all about their life. Fagin told them stories about robberies he committed when he was a boy. At first, Oliver wasn't interested in Fagin's stories. However, after so many miserable days alone, Oliver wanted their company. One windy night, Fagin went to Bill Sykes's house. Nancy was there too. Fagin and Sykes planned to rob a house. They needed a small boy to enter the house through a little window, then open the front door for the robbers.
"I think this is the perfect job for Oliver. He's small," said Sykes with a horrible smile.
"I agree," said Fagin. "The other boys are too big. And if Oliver robs this house, he can't escape and tell the police about us."
They told Nancy to go to Fagin's house the next day to get Oliver. When Nancy arrived at Fagin's house the next day, Oliver saw that she was very pale, and he asked if she was ill. "God forgive me," she said to herself. "I never thought I would do something bad like this." But Nancy knew she had no choice, so she smiled and told Oliver to go with her to Sykes's house. When they arrived at the house, Sykes put his gun to Oliver's head and said,
"If you say one word when you're with me, except when I speak to you, I'll kill you. Do you understand?"
Early the next morning, Sykes took Oliver to an old house by a river. Two men were there waiting for them. When it was dark, Sykes and Oliver left the house with the two men. After walking some distance, they arrived at a house with a high wall. The men climbed the wall and pulled Oliver after them. Oliver begged the men to let him go, but of course they didn't. Sykes opened a small window in the house and forced Oliver to climb through it.
"Take this light," he said. "Go to the front door and open it for us. Remember, I have a gun."
Oliver, trembling, started to walk. Suddenly there was a shout. Two men appeared at the top of the stairs. Oliver was so terrified he did not move. He saw that one of the men had a gun. The man shot Oliver in the arm. Oliver screamed.
"They hit him," shouted Sykes. "He's bleeding."
Sykes fired his gun at the two men. Then he grabbed Oliver by the collar and pulled him through the window into the garden. Oliver heard men shouting. He felt someone carrying him. Then he lost consciousness.